one of those great bunch of guys and girls that look after us when we're kind of hoping we don't need to use them, but at some point most of us may, and it's the guys and girls that look after palliative care. We are in the middle of National Palliative Care Week, and the CEO of Palliative Care Australia joins us to talk about some of those great services, Liz Callaghan. Good morning, Liz. How's the week been going so far?
Oh, pretty good, thanks, Mark. It's been an incredibly busy week, and quite glad to nearly get to the end of it, actually.
That's the thing. It's your week, and a lot of work goes behind it, but I'd imagine there's a lot of preparation to going into such a big campaign.
Yes, there certainly is, and I think actually the week has almost turned into a month. We almost have the whole month of May is really about promoting palliative care, although we do that for the rest of the year as well. But yeah, we certainly have a focal point during this week every year, and it's fantastic to be part of it.
And the focus this year, can you just tell us about that quickly?
Sure. It's the theme for this year is You Matter, Your Care Matters, Palliative Care Can Make a Difference. And the theme this year focuses on aged care, both residential and in the community.
Liz, this might seem like a bit of a loaded question, but
yep.
Why do you think it's important for us to be highlighting palliative care?
Well, I think it's very important to highlight palliative care because we want to ensure that everyone is aware that palliative care can be provided to people at any age and with any sort of chronic condition. But particularly this year, we're focusing on people receiving aged care services, and we want to encourage community members to ask their aged care providers about what end-of-life care is available within their services in the hope that they'll receive the care that they want at the end of life, and that's a very important thing to do.
Liz, do you think palliative care is kind of where it needs to be at the moment, or are there some things that we could be doing maybe from a government point of view or us in the community to improve the quality?
Well, I think there are a number of things that we can do. One of them, of course, is working with the community and raising awareness about palliative care just in the community. People are still have a lot of myths and misconceptions about what palliative care actually is. And also, we know through our survey that we do every year that people are still reluctant to talk about their own care, and that's why we've introduced some resources this year which will help bridge the gap and guide people to take action for their own care. So there's a community awareness bit. There's also a piece around educating health professionals to be able to provide that care at the end of life. And of course, I think really overall, we could all benefit from a greater investment in palliative care. We know that people can't access services when they need it, not across the board, but in certain areas in Australia. So rural and regional areas really do miss out on services. It's like all health services, of course, but we think that end-of-life care is very important, and it's one time in your life that really you want to be well supported with your loved ones and have the care that you want in the place that you want and at the time that you want it.
Liz, you mentioned that a lot of us aren't really willing to talk about our own care, our own needs. What do you think still holds a lot of us back, in particularly in terms of palliative care?
Well, I think, our survey, we found that 35% of people don't talk to their loved ones because the topic makes them uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So we don't like to talk about death and dying, and I think it's because we don't see a lot of it in our community anymore. You know, people that lived through World War II, World War I, there's probably not many people left, but that, you know, we saw death a lot, and we participated as a community in celebrating people's lives. And you can go a couple of generations without knowing anyone that's died. And so we do really need to address the issue of death literacy in the community and making people more comfortable in talking about it. Some people will never want to, and that's okay. That's perfectly okay. But what we find in the work that we do, once you start talking about what you might want at your end of life, what you might want your funeral to be like, people can't stop talking once you start. And so giving people the opportunity and the space and the time to do that is very important, and we find people are very engaged in that.
And of course, Liz, if you are in the Hunter and you're moving into that phase of life, we've got some great people around here, haven't we?
Yeah, actually, thanks for mentioning that, Mark, because I just did want to say a quick shout out and thank you to the services you've got in the Hunter there. I think we've got the Calvary Martyr and the John Hunter Hospital and Paediatric and Palliative Care Service, and the Maitland Palliative Care Service, and the Cessnock Community Health Care, which provides palliative care as well, and of course the TLC volunteers in Maitland as well, all working to support your community.
And just like them, just like yourself, Liz, keeping up the great work. Thank you for your time. You've got lots to do. The week is not over yet.
No, it's not. So, thank you to all the palliative care providers and aged care providers out there. You're doing a wonderful job.
Liz Callaghan, CEO of Palliative Care Australia, joining us this morning.